Hey y'all, it is I, Anthony the Canadian Guy, and welcome to WrestleSode, the solution to your wrestling information problems. WrestleSode is a member of the Win Column Sports Network, so remember to check us out at wincolumnsports.ca to be kept up to date on everything happening here in Alberta in the world of wrestling. Today, we are talking RCW Wrestling Ain't Easy, which took place on Friday, February 21st at the Royal Canadian Legion, number one in downtown Calgary. A really fun, amazing little show. I'm being joined today once again by Paul from the YYC Wrestling Hub, because we always go to shows together, and it's always a fantastic time. We're going to be talking about some really cool stuff that happened at this show. There was a record that was broken, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that as well. So I'm sure you're all going to be pretty excited for that. Some cool matches. And of course, we get to talk about The Godfather. We get to talk about Papa Shango, which is one of the reasons I got into wrestling to begin with. So there's going to be a lot to talk about here today, so you're not going to want to miss any of that. As well, we have a bunch of wrestling that's going to be happening here in Alberta over the course of the next week. On Friday, February 28th, we have RCW Boiling Point, which is going to be taking place in Boyle, Alberta, as well as PPW Live in Fort McLeod, and that is on Friday, February 28th, and then the final day of the month, which is Friday, February 29th. We have the PPW Power Rumble, which will be taking place at the German-Canadian Club of Lethbridge, as well as RCW Fusion, which will be taking place in Onaway, Alberta, at the Onaway Heritage Center. So if you're in any of those locations, remember to swing by those shows and enjoy yourself and enjoy some good wrestling. I'm going to try to make it down once again for the PPW show. Cannot guarantee it, but I hope to see all of you there. It'll be my first PPW show, and I'm really excited for it. As well, we have Moments Fest, which is going to be coming up in May in Siksika Nation, which is about 100 kilometers or so east of Calgary. On May 8th, RCW has teamed with them, and they're going to be putting on a six-man card, so it's going to be fantastic. I obviously love RCW wrestling, and we're going to be talking some RCW wrestling today. So I hope to see all of you there. Go check out Facebook and look up Moments Fest 2020. You have tickets available at Eventbrite. There's going to be music, there's going to be wrestling, and you know you're going to want to make it down there. So I hope to see all of you there. We're going to be hearing now about RCW Wrestling Ain't Easy right after this.
Hello friends, this is Spencer Love interrupting your regularly scheduled podcast experience to remind you to tune in to wincolumnsports.ca every Wednesday for Conversations with Love, the one-on-one interview podcast featuring the best of the best in Canadian pro wrestling and available wherever podcasts are played. Tune in to CWL on the WCSN for your previews, reviews, breaking news, and now interviews, proudly brought to you by Beercade YEG.
Hey everyone, Anthony here with Paul from the YYC Wrestling Hub. Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great.
Great, fantastic. We literally just recorded another podcast about 5 minutes ago, so I'm glad you haven't changed in those 5 minutes. But
Yeah.
So today we are talking RCW's Wrestling Ain't Easy, which took place at the Royal Canadian Legion number one on Friday, February 21st for RCW. A really fun show, a really great show. And it featured The Godfather, Papa Shango himself. I was really awesome to see him there. I have said this before on the podcast, if people remember, but my introduction to wrestling all came specifically because of the mystical powers of The Undertaker and Papa Shango. So the fact that The Godfather was there, the fact that Papa Shango was there, one of the reasons I ever started watching wrestling to begin with, that was really cool to me. So I had a bit of like a mark out thing. I got my picture autographed and signed from him and shook his hand. So, all right, that's all done. Okay, Nerd Anthony done. Okay, let's talk some awesome wrestling because damn, awesome show.
Oh, awesome show is an absolute understatement.
No, this was...
This might have been the best RCW show I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, since I started coming back to the RCW shows, I definitely think this was my favorite. I thought the storylines were really good. I thought the wrestling was phenomenal. And there was a cool surprise return. We had Steven Styles cutting an amazing face promo against Steve Rivers and his little band there.
I do have to say, though, Danhausen would be so disappointed in him. There is so much swearing in that promo.
It was a good promo, though.
And it was a great promo. He was fired up. You believed every word of it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Oh, you got to give that to Steven Styles, man. That guy, like, he got mad, and it felt real, and He swore, and the crowd popped huge. So there was a lot of good this night. And not only that, there was also a gender reveal this night as well. Congratulations to Matt Hart, by the way. We'll talk about the gender. But let's just get straight into this. The first match of the night, we had Tasty Travis Cole, my favorite independent wrestler. I've made that clear a couple of different times just because he was the reason I started watching independent wrestling around here. And he was, when I went to my first show, he was my standout for me. And yeah, so Tasty Travis is my boy. And he was up against Sydney Steele, obviously really well known down there in Lethbridge, the PPW champion, I believe, down there. This was a great match. Holy crap. These two are so good, man.
It was such an amazing opener. You had Sydney Steele looking like a young macho man, Randy Savage, in his intro.
yeah.
It was so great. It was two fantastic characters and equally fantastic wrestlers going at it. Mm-hmm. You knew immediately who you wanted to cheer for and who you wanted to boo out of the building.
It's great. Travis Cole is also great at that. He can be a face or a heel, just a perfect switch at any moment because like he's an asshole, but he also plays a great baby face.
Yeah, the chemistry between them was really obvious though.
Yeah, you could tell they've obviously wrestled quite a lot together. I know Travis Cole does wrestle down there in PPW and Lethbridge sometimes so as well. So obviously they've had experience wrestling against each other. But yeah, these two put on such a good show. Like I loved this match. It got me so hyped for the night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was an excellent opener.
And then it also came with a cool swerve at the very end. So we did end up having Travis Cole pick up the pin against Sydney Steele. And then at the end of the match, Sydney Steele was there. You want to talk about what happened?
So he's celebrating outside of the ring, high-fiving the crowd, and a masked fan attacks Travis Cole and gets in the ring, beats him down, hits him with a black hole slam, and unmasks, and it's Maverick Jack making his return to RCW.
Oh, this was really exciting. The crowd loved this. Unfortunately, he cut a promo that I could not hear or understand because of the crowd being so loud. But he said something.
Well, the sound system at the Legion's not great, and they were having a couple problems with it throughout the entire night.
Yeah, that was literally the worst thing of the night was the sound issues that they had. And so that's not even a big issue because a lot of places, like compared to a lot of other promotions, they have good sound usually. So it's like I can usually understand for the most part.
Yeah, it was the wireless mic that was giving them trouble because when they went to the wired one later, it was perfect.
Yeah, so. much better after that. But yeah, we had the returning Maverick Jack attacking Tasty Travis. So that's probably going to be something we're going to be seeing at the next RCW show, which I believe he said is at the beginning of March here in about 2 weeks, which you can find if you go to yycwrestlinghub.com.
There you go.
We got to keep plugging this thing. It's a really great tool. Seriously, if you guys want to just have literally a calendar of Alberta wrestling, or if you want your promotion added to this calendar in Western Canadian wrestling, just go send a message to Paul over here. But yeah, such an easy, convenient tool. YYCWrestlingHub.com. Anyways, next up.
Appreciate the plug.
You're welcome. Next up, we had D. Dwight Davis, Jordan Aries, the Canadian Goose, Kyle Shaw, Bryce the Slammer Sova, and Tyson Hiller in a five-way match to determine the number one contender for the RCW British Commonwealth Championship that is currently being held by Matt Hart, maybe. We'll see, because he may have not retained it later on in the night. Spoiler.
Spoilers.
Anyways, this was a really fun match once again. The crowd really behind the Canadian Goose and Plastic Pants, Jordan Aries himself. Ah, man. There's a lot of honking and a lot of Plastic Pants chants during this match for sure.
Yeah, those two are definitely the top two faces in RCW.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they're both in there. Like, Kyle Shaw is definitely in there because he's clearly a face. The dude's got such passion. He's the nicest guy literally on the planet. Kyle Shaw is so cool. I love the Canadian Goose, and I'll honk every day. But Jordan Aries, like, he's a nice guy. I've seen him work both kind of face and heel. But I feel like he was, like, propelled into facehood because he's Plastic Pants. Like, it's the chant. And then it just kind of grew with that, and he became kind of a face because the chant kind of pushed him into it.
Yeah, that's true.
I love it, though. But he plays a great face as well. I love Jordan Aries. I love Kyle Shaw, the Canadian Goose. And, of course, I've really been enjoying Tyson Hiller lately. like we talked about him a couple of different times on these RCW shows, and every time I see him wrestle, like I get more and more into Tyson Hiller, and I'm like, okay, like this guy's really good. I know this guy is like still relatively new to the scene, but like, damn, I really dig Tyson Hiller. He's like really coming into his own.
Yeah, do you think he's going to become your new favorite over Tasty Travis Cole at some point?
I don't know, but I do like Tyson Hiller. I'm excited to see him cut a promo. I still haven't seen that happen yet. I'm going to wait to see what happens when he cuts a promo. But we had that fun conversation. We'll just break for fun a little bit here. We had that conversation when we were at Heart Legacy Wrestling because they had the monitors going with like music from the 90s. And It Wasn't Me by Shaggy, or featuring Shaggy came on. And we're like, that would be a really good character, just like somebody who walks in and does something, like breaks something, like was me.
Well, or even if you take it a little bit further, where like he could just hit low blows right in front of the ref, yeah, and just turn to the ref and go, it wasn't me, and the ref goes, okay,
yeah, it's just like a very believable liar, like he just does blatant things, and then the ref was like, what are you doing? And he's like, it wasn't me, like it wasn't me, and the guy ref's like, oh, okay, like, yeah, okay, no, that's so funny.
All right, he wouldn't lie to me, yeah, sure.
The most believable man in wrestling. Why is that not a gimmick?
Oh, it'd be so good. It'd be so much fun.
If anybody's listening to this and you just want to come steal that and be the most believable man in wrestling, or the most believable wrestler in wrestling, or whatever it is, and you take this gimmick where you do the worst things and you just go straight up lie about it and get away with it, all yours. All yours. Take it. I want to see this.
Well, and the thing is, I think that gimmick would actually be a face. Like, I think the crowd would love it.
Especially in Saskatoon, I've learned. Apparently, they're backwards there, so they would be the top face in Saskatoon, just causing all this heel stuff to happen. And also in the match, obviously, D. Dwight Davis and Bryce the Slammer Sova. I don't have to say much about those guys. Those guys are phenomenal. D. Dwight Davis is such an incredible wrestler. I still haven't had much of a chance to see him talk on the mic since I've returned back to RCW, and I hope I get a chance to see that. But Bryce the Slammer Sova, good on the mic, great wrestler, super imposing dude. I love Bryce the Slammer Sova. 10 more slams, man.
Yeah, Davis is a pretty solid promo, too.
Yeah, I'm sure he is, because his work, he seems like a really top-notch wrestler. I feel bad that I haven't seen it, but like I can tell that he's awesome. He feels like a very tenured wrestler.
Yeah, I think he was one of the last Hart Dungeon graduates, actually.
Well, then that explains a lot right there, because the dude's super good and very technical as well.
But yeah, he's one of my favorites of the scene for years.
Yeah, and it's very clear.
He's one of those guys you look at and you watch and you go, this guy is so good. He's so underrated. He's the glue that holds it all together. You can put him anywhere on the card. You can put him opening match in the tag. You can put him in the main event, and he'll deliver every time.
Well, I like this story, so we'll just say quickly, obviously, D. Dwight Davis picks up the pin, and that means he's going to be the number one contender to face the winner of Matt Hart versus headline Sean Martins, which took place later on in the night. But I think D. Dwight Davis, if for whatever reason Matt Hart retains later on, that's a very interesting storyline, because obviously tag team partners, Matt Hart has some gold, and now it feels like D. Dwight Davis might be the one to try to take it off of him. There's obviously the whole hard to kill, ditch the bitch thing. You know what I mean? Like, there's a really cool storyline building there.
Yeah, and there's still a tag team, and especially in Calgary, it's really interesting because Matt Hart is the face 100% when he's here.
Yes.
And D. Dwight Davis, oh, he's a bastard heel.
Right, yes. And it's, if your name is Hart, you're getting cheered in Calgary. Like, that's just,
yeah, no matter what you do. You're going to be cheered.
It's like Randy Orton. There's no matter what, you could burn down somebody's house, you can kidnap people, it doesn't matter. You're going to get cheered every time you go to the ring. That's a Hart name, yeah, essentially. Anyways. Yeah. So D. Dwight Davis gets that, and we'll talk a little bit later about that storyline after the second last match of the night. But next up, we had Kylie Morgan and Angelica, the return of women's wrestling to RCW, which, damn, what a great return match, man.
I was blown away at how good this match was.
It was really good.
So close to my match of the night. It was just a hair behind the main event. It was the best Kylie Morgan match I've seen.
Me too.
It was the best women's wrestling match in RCW I've ever seen. It delivered on every single promise that I ever wanted women's wrestling in RCW to be.
I couldn't agree more. I thought this match was absolutely phenomenal. I agree it was Kylie Morgan's best match. Obviously, in the past, when I've talked about Kylie Morgan, I always talk about how strong her character is because she does have a really strong character. She came into this, it was wrestling as the face, and I haven't seen her wrestle face since ever because she's still relatively new, and I took that little break there because having a baby. But so this is the first time I ever got to see her work face, and she's such a natural face, and I think she's a very comfortable face. And yeah, I can say handily, clearly her best match. Angelica is such a veteran, obviously, in the ring, and I think these two, they just put on such a good match.
I think Kylie's a much better face than she was a heel.
I don't
she's
disagree.
She's way more comfortable.
Yeah, she's obviously likes when the crowd's like cheering for her, obviously. She's obviously got the cross there she does with cross or cosplaying. Obviously a big fan favorite over there. So seeing her wrestle as a face, I think it's very comfortable. It's very natural for Kylie Morgan. And we got to just straight up say, so I haven't seen Angelica wrestle. I think I've seen her wrestle once at an RCW show years ago, but this is like the first time I can recall like genuinely watching Angelica wrestle. Holy crap, she's so good.
She is unbelievably good.
So like, good.
She belongs up there with the best women's wrestlers in Alberta.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We talk about Zoe Sanger. We talk about Kayla Jay. Angelica's right there with them.
Mm-hmm,
she is phenomenal. She's the closest thing we have to an Alberta China.
Yes. Wow, that's a great way of putting it. She's obviously really strong. She plays a great kind of like a stern heel. And she's a damn good wrestler, too. Like, just so good. And she had the funniest person, the funniest thing chanted of the night happened during this match. And I thought it was funny. You didn't hear it, but when I said it back to you, you started laughing. And I hope the people listening to this gets the reference before I have to say it. Because if you were a kid of the 90s, I hope you get it. But somebody chanted, Angelica hates Reptar. And I lost it for like 10 or 15 seconds. I thought that was the funniest thing to scream. Obviously, Rugrats, for those of you who didn't watch that. But yeah, oh, that made me laugh really hard. I kind of want to go to another show that Angelica's on and just make like a Reptar sign. You know what I mean?
I hope she rips it apart.
I'll take Mike Ducey's information, like his tip, and tape the back up so they can't rip it. And I'll just have like Angelica hates Reptar. And I'll just make like a really cool Reptar sign or something. Oh, I loved it. But yeah, anyways, this match, absolutely my favorite Kylie Morgan match I've ever seen of hers. Angelica's top notch. Definitely one of my top matches of the night as well. I thought this was a great match. Not quite my match of the night, but in terms of like a return match for women's wrestling, this was so good, man. I was so happy.
Well, and Kylie Morgan, because she won, faces Rosemary.
Yes, that's right. So
on the 20th of March.
That's there you go. The 20th of March, we have Impact Wrestling's Rosemary, and she's going to be facing Kylie Morgan. Kylie Morgan getting the win against Angelica there. And we also have to say this was Kylie Morgan's debut in RCW because obviously she's a former wrestler of the Prairie Wrestling Alliance, just came over to RCW, and this was a hell of a debut for her. Dude, I'm excited to see her wrestle Rosemary now. Like, really excited.
It's going to be a great match, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's going to be phenomenal. So let's
If they're able to get another woman there, seeing Angelica in action again would be great.
Well, let's move into the next match here before we make another hour-long podcast. We have an interesting match. So let's kind of talk about how this whole thing started. So first we had Scream come to the ring. I was not familiar with Scream. He comes in, he's kind of got like black face paint on, kind of like a zombie-esque gimmick, I guess you could say. I don't know much about him, but he comes in and he cuts a promo that I could not understand. Once again, the sound system at the Legion, not the greatest sound system in the world. I literally couldn't hear most promos that happened this night, and so I can't really talk about what happened. But then we had Viking Rage come out, and Stephen Styles was there, and he was like, what are you guys doing out here? And then we were all confused, and then they cut a promo that I definitely couldn't understand between Dante and Vince Austin, because they have those kind of like gravelly voices that they try to make. I don't know what happened, and then Coda came out, and I don't know what happened, and then a match started. So that's literally the best description I can give everybody right now.
But there was also the returning Mr. Spectrum.
Yes, that's right. And also Mr. Spectrum returned with Viking Rage. So that was really cool to see. I haven't seen him since, I just want to say, like January 3rd. You and me were at one of the shows and he was in the audience.
Yeah,
he was scouting talent.
Yeah, he was scouting talent in the audience. But in terms of working a show, it must have been September or October was the last time I saw him involved in the ring.
There you go. So great to see him coming back, obviously, alongside Viking Rage. I can't really tell you what this match was about or why it happened, but it was a pretty decent match. I actually really liked it. We had Scream and Kota on the same team. It was weird because at the beginning you thought Scream pinned Dante, but that wasn't the case because, like, or at least I thought it wasn't, but it turns out that at that very moment, Dante wasn't the legal man, and then it changed up. And then eventually we had Viking Rage, Dante getting the pin on Scream.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that's like the best description I can give of what happened in this match. It's just unfortunate. Once again, it's just one of those matches where the storyline didn't come across properly to me. And it was just kind of like a wrestling match, but I really liked the wrestling portion of the match.
So did I. And I originally was confused by the finish because I thought I had only heard the referee count to two.
Mm-hmm.
And then ring the bell. So,
yeah, it's one of those, once again, it's just like sometimes these kind of things happen where like a match just goes by and you're like, I don't quite know exactly what happened, but it was still really good. It was great to see. I'm a big fan of Viking Rage. I think that Dante and Vince Austin, they make a really good tag team. I'm a big fan of Vince Austin as a wrestler. I think he does a great job, obviously. And so I don't know much about Scream. Hopefully we'll be seeing more of him. I hope next time I can catch the promo a little bit better. And then Kota, obviously the ever dominating presence that he is in every match that he comes into. At the very end of it, we had Kota kind of pushing Scream into the corner, like after he lost, and then it was fine and they went to the back. But I can't really say much about that match, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was a little sad there wasn't a balloon for Kota to wrestle in this one.
Oh, that'd have been fun, though. Really, that's still
there's just a balloon
thing.
For no reason in here that he gets distracted by.
We just need somebody else's birthday. It just has to be somebody else's birthday, and we'll be fine. We'll just bring a balloon to the ring, and you can try to pop it, and it can be a fun experience for everybody again. And next up, we had Derek Cross versus the Cheetah Bear, Jude Dawkins. I still absolutely love the Cheetah Bear, Jude Dawkins. Dude looks so damn legitimate. He is a terrifying looking man. He is scary. His tattoos, the face paint that he uses from time to time, the way he uses it, just looks.
Yeah, his entrance gear is second to none. It's
so good. The freaking glowing eyes, everything. Dude, Jude Dawkins is fucking tops, man. Like, this guy is so good. I love seeing him. And the guy's been wrestling all over lately, right? Vancouver, he's wrestling in Alberta, he's wrestling in Saskatchewan. Obviously, I did that review about Prairie Pro Wrestling over there in Saskatoon. He had his match there. Huge face in Calgary, though. Holy crap, man. Like, everybody loves Jude Dawkins. Derek Cross working kind of the face or the heel in this, though he was kind of a face two shows ago. So I don't quite know what happened there with Derek Cross. Came out, but obviously you can't be a face against Jude Dawkins. You know what I mean?
No, you're fighting a losing battle at that point.
I mean, we can say that's true up until the fact that Derek Cross won this match with a roll-up. But it was a really good match.
It was. Also, shout out to Derek Cross for his Twitter handle. Crostitute is amazing.
Oh, that's such a phenomenal Twitter handle. Great match, though. Every time I get to see the Cheetah Bear wrestle, I get really excited. This is my second Derek Cross match, and he did a phenomenal job. Won his first match when he came back as well. I really enjoy Derek Cross. I think they're both like phenomenal wrestlers. Derek Cross, I think, is just like, it was a great position on the card for him because I just wanted good wrestling in this match, and I got great wrestling in this match.
Yeah, it was the perfect match for that spot of the card.
And moving past this match, the second last or the last match before we had our intermission, so Steve Rivers is like total douche, right? Like a total dick. But
you mean Fat Kurt Angle?
Fat Kurt Angle's such a jerk, but he's so good, isn't he, man? Like, he is a really good talker. Like, in terms of like people who wrestle across Alberta, somebody who's just incredibly comfortable doing just despicable things that his character does, but like just somebody who does it really well and somebody who's comfortable on the mic and somebody who can handle an audience and a good wrestler, like an all-around top talent. Steve Rivers really is a damn good wrestler, and his promos really freaking piss me off, man.
You can tell that he's I don't want to age him too much, but he's probably a 30-year veteran.
Definitely. Definitely. So, like, and you gets can tell. Character work. I mean,
you can tell because all the small things you pick up over the course of your career, he excels at.
Oh yeah, it's one of those things. Once again, like things you just learn from just doing it a lot. Steve Rivers is phenomenal at that, and in the same thing, obviously with Steve Wilde, also got that same thing where he's clearly a veteran, very comfortable. I love how he shouts at the crowd, but I really got to give it to Steve Rivers though. Like he is one of those heels in Alberta that I hate, but I know he's great. Do you know what I mean? Like he does his job so well.
Yeah. Like,
he's this clear racist. It's so good. Not maybe in real life, obviously, his character.
Character. But it's a wrestler that's giving you a reason to be emotionally involved in the match.
Yeah.
Right? You're invested in it. You're invested in seeing the International Cartel, I believe they called themselves.
They called themselves that. Yes, the International Cartel.
You're invested in seeing them shut this guy up.
Yeah. And I'll give this to everybody who wrestles for the International Cartel, and we'll just say quickly that was Keshi, Kato, and Tony Machete. Especially Tony Machete, though. Like, he has been getting shit on by Steve Rivers for weeks. Like, especially Tony Machete. I think he's been involved every time Steve Rivers has been there. And I really like Tony Machete. And Keshi, man, Ito chants, bento box chants. I love that.
Oh, the bento box chant was incredible.
I love that chant, bento box. That was fantastic. I haven't really had a chance to see Keshi wrestle before, so this was one of my first experiences with Keshi, and I loved it. I thought he did a really good job. I really like his look. I love his Ito shirt. I love the chants that he gets. Kato,
I love that he's announced from the nearest Ito too.
Is that where he was announced from? I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Coming from the nearest Ito, Keshi.
That's so funny. Great stuff, though. I really like it. Kato, I haven't seen wrestle since Clandestine. He was in the Clusterfuck match. Really great guy as well. Dude, super good talent. Really great wrestler. This was just a fun. So actually, on the other side of it, we haven't even said that. It was Steve Rivers, Steve Wilde, and Katana. So I guess we could just say the racism is the core story of this match. And the reason it works so well is because Steve Rivers will call everybody an illegal immigrant while he himself totes being American inside of Canada, which is hilarious because it's like, dude, you're immigrated here as well. Like, it's like the humor is just hilarious. I think it's really funny and it works really well. But Steven Styles, obviously the promoter, the wrestler, he involves himself a lot in the Steve Rivers matches because Steve Rivers pisses him off so much. So at the very end of this, we ended up having Rivers, Wilde, and Katana pinning the International Cartel of Keshi Kato and Tony Machete. And they were making fun of the International Cartel. But so then we did have our intermission, quick little intermission here. I think 10 to 15.
Starlight come out.
Yes. Oh, so we should talk about this. Okay, some big wins here for RCW. First off, they broke an attendance record for wrestling at the Legion. Fourth straight sold out show. Has a new partnership alongside the Grey Eagle Casino, which they are going to be using to host, I think they said, the next show. Or at least I believe that's what the case is.
I think it was the 17th anniversary show with Hammerstone.
Oh, okay. That also sounds very possible as well.
Right? The May 22nd, I want to say, show off the top of my head.
Yeah. So they will be obviously trying to accommodate more people. That's going to be a huge show, and I would love to see it over at the Grey Eagle Casino. I think that's great. A huge win there for RCW. But then not only that, they also broke a wrestling wrestling Calgary record for an indie show. I wouldn't count this again with the Saddledome one because that was alongside PWA and the Hitman game.
The Hitman, yeah.
This was like a solo wrestling show. I guess they had broken an attendance record for most wrestling since the WWE came, essentially. This was the most attended show. And the crowd was hot.
Given how good the shows have been lately, they're going to break it again soon.
Oh, absolutely. And I think if they are going to be moving up into the Grey Eagle Casino, I think it's going to have to be that way. As much as I love the Canadian Legion, it does get pretty packed in there, man. Like, it is standing room at some points, you know, like, it gets really loud. And I think a slightly bigger venue to accommodate some more people, I think, would not only drag more people to these shows because they've been selling out these shows, but like, RCW is really taking off, man. They're doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super exciting to see, and I can't wait to see some matches go down at the Grey Eagle Casino. Huge win there for RCW. It's like four big things in a row, man. Huge.
Yep.
But let's go
into... Huge.
Yeah, huge. Lex, let's move into the next match. We had Matt Hart versus Headline Sean Martins, or Legacy Matt Hart versus Headline Sean Martins, for the RCW British Commonwealth Championship. Matt Hart is the current champion. And at the very end of this match, we had a gender reveal for Matt Hart's brand new baby, and we'll talk about that. But let's get into this.
It was during the match.
Yes, it was right at the very end of the match. We got to actually have it happen. Let's just talk quickly about it because it was really cool. Headline Sean Martins is a heel, and guess who spoiled the gender reveal? Oh, so good. Man, what a great way to build some heat. Sean Martins ended up going out into the crowd, and he grabbed those like those popping streamer things where like the confetti would fly out a specific color. And he, like, while Matt Hart was down in the ring, he runs out there, he grabs them, just starts popping them off. Pink, by the way, congratulations, Matt Hart, on having a brand new little girl.
Yeah, congratulations, Matt.
And then he made his way into the ring. Matt brought him down, put him in the sharpshooter, tapped him out, won, retained the title. And it was fantastic how this happened because the ref was out in the crowd. He grabbed some of the confetti that had fallen to the floor because obviously Matt Hart, being where he was, he probably couldn't see what the gender was. He didn't know what it was.
He was staring at the ceiling.
Yeah, he was staring at the ceiling. I think there was like a little bit of like he doesn't want to know yet. But the ref comes in, hoists his arms up, gives him the championship, and then hands him the confetti, the pink confetti. And Matt grabs the confetti, and he's like, it's a girl! And the crowd was like chanting and cheering for him and stuff. And it was a really touching moment, I'm not going to lie. I thought it was a really great way to reveal the gender. They're obviously huge into the world of wrestling, so to have a heel destroy, like, you know what I mean? Like, to break the gender early, mm-hmm. and the crowd knew before Matt did, and it was a really fun story. And I got to say this, and I'll be 100% truthful. In the past, I've been slightly more critical of Matt Hart's wrestling. He did such a good job last night, or on Friday night. I thought he did him and Sean Martins, they put on a damn good match.
I think he's one of the ones that has benefited the most from RCW running more shows.
I agree. I definitely agree. So one of the first shows I ever went to is a CWE show, and Matt Hart was wrestling there. And I remember being kind of disappointed because I was like, it's a Hart, right? Like, before I knew anything, I didn't know who Matt Hart was, but I'm like, it's a Hart. So I was expecting like top-notch technical wrestling. And in that show, I didn't get it. And I'll be 100% honest about that. But like watching him wrestle lately, since I've come back and started watching these RCW shows and he's been at every different show, he's gotten so much better, man. Like, I really am starting to like really enjoy Matt Hart's wrestling ability. And I think like he's really becoming comfortable in the ring. I think he knows his character. I just think it's a comfort thing. And I think he nailed it.
Yeah. One of the things I really enjoyed about this match too was the psychology of it, right? Because Sean Martins was targeting Matt Hart's leg the entire match, mm-hmm. and was trying to put him away with his own move, which is a perfect thing for a cocky heel like Sean Martins to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to ruin your gender reveal, and I'm going to beat you with your own move.
We got to give that to Sean Martins. Dude plays such a damn good heel, hey? Like, he's just...
Yeah, he plays such an asshole.
He's such a great... Oh, just... Damn, RCW's just blowing it out of the water lately, man. They are blowing it out of the water. We got to give that to them. So this was really fun. Congratulations to Matt Hart. But now this also leads into the RCW Commonwealth Championship match. Matt Hart versus D. Dwight Davis, tag team partners. What's going to happen? That should be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see the tension build over the next couple of weeks. I can't wait to see how things start going down with this, because this is one of those storylines I'm going to be quite invested in.
Honestly, if they give them the time, it could easily be the match of the night.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And Matt Hart, like you said, especially in Calgary, he plays such a face. The crowd is always emotionally invested in Matt Hart matches. It doesn't matter. Like, the crowd will be, no matter what you do, they will eat it up. So,
but I think you could even have a guy like D. Dwight Davis be conflicted, right? He's the heel in the match, but he doesn't want to like cheat to beat his friend.
Yeah. There's a lot of good storytelling that you could do in this. And I think Hart's, especially the Hart family, has been known for this kind of stuff in the past. The way they can do storytelling in ring, they are so good at it. And D. Dwight Davis, if he was one of the last people to train in like the Hart family, they really understood character work. And I couldn't imagine the kind of match these two could put on if they were given enough time and the storytelling was right and the build was there. Oh, man, it would be good.
Well, it could be the Calgary equivalent of Brett versus Owen.
Yeah, I think it definitely has that potential. I would love to see some more mic time for D. Dwight Davis, especially if that's going to be the way they're going to go with it. Like, if you want to make this like huge, Like, make this like a blood feud. Like, get this thing going. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So we've got that match at the next show.
That's going to be so good.
Right? There was also another match here because Steve Rivers, Steve Wilde, and Katana came back out.
Yes.
And beat down Matt while he was celebrating the gender reveal.
Yes. And you're like, what is this? This is professional wrestling. Like, oh, Steve Rivers, so good, man. I love it. But let's talk a little bit about it. Steven Styles' promo that he cut against Steve Rivers at this point. Holy shit. Such a good promo. So heated. He obviously hates Steve Rivers. Every time they get involved in a Steve Rivers match, it always happens. But Steven Styles definitely cut my promo of the night. That he was very clear on the microphone. Steven Styles can talk on a microphone.
Oh, yeah. He definitely could. I think this was the point where they had switched out to the wired microphone.
Thank goodness for that.
it was clear. It was emotional. The entire crowd got invested in every single word Steven Styles was saying. And he announced Styles versus Katana at the next match, or yep, the next show.
And also we're going to be having Matt Hart versus Steve Rivers. Or I'm sorry, Steve Wilde.
DQ.
No DQ.
But I think
match.
He said that one was for the March 20 show.
It's very possible. We're going to be having some really cool matches here coming up the next little while. But man, I'm excited to see Katana versus Steven Styles. Man, that's going to be a good match. I'm really excited for that. Styles, man, he cuts a good promo. You got to give him that. He cuts such a damn good promo.
Sure does.
And then we moved on to the main event of the night. Such a fun match. We had Giant Orion, the original Marquee, and the Godfather versus top talent of Christian Strife, Heavy Metal, Big Jesse Youngblood, obviously, and Scotty Crew ringside to cheer on top talent. And then not only that, but they had the returning, what was her name?
Dynamite Doll.
Thank you. The Dynamite Doll.
The daughter of Tom Billington, the Dynamite Kid.
So good. And she came out, she had the Top Talent Forever belt. Oh, it was a really good match. And can I just, I'm going to nerd out a little bit here. We got to see the Godfather wrestle. He was in the ring approximately a minute. And I had like the biggest smile on my face. I had such a big smile on my face. Dude, he did his chants. He yelled, "Pimpin' ain't easy." We all went aboard the Ho train. You know what I mean? Ah, oh.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. I you know what? It's 2020. Obviously, things have changed since the Attitude Era. Obviously, certain things aren't appropriate as they used to be. And I am a definitely progressive person. This small bit, like the 1 minute of nostalgia where I was felt like I was brought back to like 1999, it hit me hard and I was so happy. I'll just be 100% honest about it. I broke in nostalgia. But so it was great to see the Godfather. Dude is huge, by the way. He's not as big as Giant Orion, though. Holy crap. Every time I talk about Giant Orion, massive individual. All right, let's talk actually about the match. So Giant Orion, the original Marquee, came out to the Godfather's music, which I loved. And we had Top Talent coming out to their amazing, amazing theme song, which the crowd loves to sing.
And clap along with. It's one of the best in RCW.
There was a gentleman sitting directly in front of me. He was there with his wife. And for the most of the show, he would be mostly passive, like quite passive. He's a bit of an older gentleman. But as soon as Top Talent came out, he became so animated in front of me. He was like, who's the person who like directs music with like the stick? I can't think of the name right now.
A conductor?
Yeah, he was like a conductor, and he was like his hands up, and he was like trying to like Illuminati. Like, it was hilarious. I was so into it. I obviously love the theme song too. I couldn't, but it's just this guy who was mostly like quite stern faced the entire show just suddenly became so animated, like he was like a conductor in an orchestra. Oh my god, I love RCW shows so much.
Yeah, so if there was any doubt that Top Talent are top draws.
There you go, that's it right there.
Puts that to ease.
And there was also that person in this crowd who made that big Jesse Youngblood sign, and he was really excited, and he like brings it out into the ring, and like people were like chanting for Big Jess, and then he just straight rips it in half, throws it into the crowd. Oh, dude, Top Talent, they really are just so damn good. They're so entertaining. They are such dicks. I love Top Talent, man. Alberta wrestling is so good. I don't need WWE. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, without a doubt. If there is a RCW show or PWA show on the same night as a WWE pay-per-view, I'm going to go to the show live.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Me too. I'm just like, I can watch. It's inconsequential to me now what's happening in the WWE, but I need to know what's going on in Alberta wrestling.
Yeah.
It's always be good to keep up to date, which you can go over to wincolumnsports.ca to be kept up to date on everything happening here in Alberta in the world of wrestling. But
keep working those plugs, bud.
Right? I'm getting good at them.
You're getting pretty good at them, yeah.
Thanks. I'm working them in good. And then I talk about them and ruin the whole thing. But this was a really good match. This ended up being my match of the night. I think, obviously, original Markey, Giant Orion for a big guy. I think he's the smoothest big guy in Alberta right now. I've never seen him like botch anything. Everything he does is smooth as hell. Giant Orion is an amazing wrestler. He's a huge guy. Great wrestler. I love it. Original Markey. I mean, what can you say about this guy? This dude's freaking... He's the original, man. Dude's been wrestling forever. He's a top-notch name. Do you know what I mean? Markey might be one of the top names in Alberta, clearly.
He's a madman.
He's a madman, too, yes.
But also a madman, Big Jess.
Oh, so good.
That moonsault.
Oh, the moonsault.
Off the top rope. It was the tightest moonsault I've ever seen.
His body must have had, like, millimeters of clearance between him and the roof.
Oh, like, without a doubt.
So little space. But he's so good. Just top talent in general. Like, we have to just give top talent this, like, in terms of an Alberta faction, they are my favorite faction. I can't lie about that. Top talent, they're so entertaining. They're really good wrestlers. They're great storytellers. They work the crowd really well. They look super legit. They're like, and I've said this before, they're the undisputed era of Alberta, in my opinion.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, absolutely. I sorry, everybody. But Top Talent really is my favorite faction. Faction, four or more people, for the record. It's also kind of hard to find another faction in Alberta. I guess there's the Sask Boys, but they're unofficial, and they're also damn good. This match was great. We ended up having Giant Orion pinning Christian Strife, giving the wins, obviously, to the faces. Top Talent falls in this match. The Godfather stands tall. Obviously had a great night. Dude, this crowd, we got to give it to the crowd. They were hot. There was a couple of slightly too inebriated people who like to talk over people on promos, which I didn't like as much. But RCW crowds, they're the hottest crowds.
Oh, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Just a great show. What was it? 8 different matches. Guys, if you haven't been to an RCW show, you got to go to an RCW show. If you haven't been to a PWA show, you definitely got to go to a PWA show. If, like, especially if you're in, like, the Calgary area and stuff, like, these shows are, like, must-sees if you want top-notch wrestling. They're both slightly different types of products as well, which I really love. PWA has more of, like, a family-friendly atmosphere, slightly what I would call more, like, larger-than-life personalities, just, like, really top-notch wrestling. And RCW obviously caters to a more adult audience, slightly more gritty, darker style of wrestling, but then also works over the crowds are incredibly hot for that type of wrestling. It's two different types of wrestling, and they both hit really great markets, in my opinion.
Like, the long story short, get out to indie wrestling.
There you go, yeah. Get out to indie wrestling, no matter where it is. If you're in Edmonton, if you're in Alberta, no matter if you're in Edmonton, Calgary, Lethbridge, doesn't matter where you are. Small towns, you get wrestling too. You just got to go over to yycwrestlinghub.com and take a look to see where the nearest wrestling show is to you. Anyways, great show. I absolutely adore RCW shows, PWA shows, all these different types of shows. It was a great week of wrestling, and we're going to have some more amazing wrestling happening next week. Next Saturday in Lethbridge, Pure Power Wrestling is going to be putting on their Rumble show. So I'm going to be trying to make it down to that show on Saturday. Hopefully other people will be able to attend with me. But I'm aiming to go. My fingers are crossed. And I'm really excited to cover PPW because I haven't had a chance to before. I've never been to one of their shows. And they definitely don't get enough love down there in Lethbridge. So
no, they don't. They also have another show the day before on the 28th in Fort McLeod. Mm-hmm. And also on the 28th, RCW's in Boyle.
There you go. Look, a lot. Lots of amazing wrestling happening over the next week here in Alberta. And then obviously next month, a big show that we have to make a big announcement for, the PWA 19th anniversary show, which will be taking place on March 28th at Nate, bringing in huge names. They're obviously the PWA Commonwealth champion, Perfect 10, Sean Spears.
The chairman.
The chairman, Sean Spears, these days, that's correct. And obviously, Luchasaurus, one third of Jurassic Express, probably one of my favorite tag teams to this date, one of my favorite stables, and one of the greatest theme songs in wrestling right now, in my opinion. Anyways, huge shout out for them. And thank you again, Paul. Before you do go, though, plug your stuff for us for there, buddy.
Okay, well, you can find us on Twitter at YYC Wrestling Hub. We're more than happy to engage with you, talk wrestling with you, help you find shows in your area where you want to go. Additional to that, we have the YYC Wrestling Hub website at yycwrestlinghub.com, where it is a calendar function. It's got all the events in Alberta listed. New events are being added all the time. If you're a promoter outside of the Alberta area and you want to get your event posted onto the site, just contact me on Twitter. I'll be more than happy to do it for you.
It's fantastic. It's really cool to see everybody trying to work hard to grow independent wrestling across Western Canada. So thank you again for everything that you do there, buddy. And a big shout out to all the different talents and promoters across Alberta for doing everything they can to make this scene as thriving as it already is and will continue to grow to be. Thank you, everybody, and I hope you have yourself a great day. Thanks to Paul once again for joining me here today from the YYC Wrestling Hub. By the way, have you been to www.yycwrestlinghub.com yet? You should go. If you want to keep up to date on everything happening here in Alberta, all the different events, where they are, the Eventbrite pages, the Facebook pages, to all these different places, it's all here. It's an amazing tool. Go check out yycwrestlinghub.com and show the YYC Wrestling Hub your support and show like just how much cool stuff they're doing to help promote Alberta wrestling. The guys are fantastic over at the YYC Wrestling Hub. As well, RCW, so cool. Great show. Really enjoyed it. And I can't wait to see what they're going to be putting on here in a couple more weeks. RCW is doing a fantastic job. They're killing it here in Calgary. And it looks like they might have some upstepping to do up at the Grey Eagle Casino this year. I'm excited to see what that's going to be happening with that as well. So thank you for everybody tuning in here today. If you liked what you heard, remember to hit that like button and subscribe on whatever podcast app you're listening to this on. It also does help out the show immensely if you leave us a 5-star rating and review, if that is what you want to do. I hope you all have yourself a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon.